Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Phil Sang joining us, talking about the 20-month rule on U.S. beef in Japan. Back on that in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Anytime you talk about beef sales from the United States into Japan, you always come back in recent years to the question, when will the Japanese finally move off of the unscientifically proven 20-month rule that they've imposed on U.S. beef? Phil Sang, president, U.S. Meat Export Federation, says it's been frustrating, most certainly, but he believes that progress can be made yet this year once the Japanese are able to get past the food safety ramifications of the nuclear accident that came after the tsunami.
Well, I think that number one is what you're seeing currently with the increase that we've had, almost 100% increase over last year. We're seeing demand for the under the current regime or the current situation. However, we feel that once Japan and like MHLW, which is one of the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare, they're very actively involved in this from the food safety standpoint, and we're working with the nuclear stuff and all the vegetables and everything that comes into Japan, they've been very inundated with. But in my meetings at the embassy and also talking with some Japanese officials, it's our feeling is once this nuclear reactor situation is taken care of, because that seems to be the most clear and present danger right now. And even this morning, there was still water leaking from that reactor that was on the news. We fully expect that we will engage Japan. So if I was going to venture a guess, I would say between, this is April, but sometime by the end of June at the latest, I would expect that the United States and Japan will have commenced discussions. I'd be surprised if we haven't. But as soon as this nuclear issue is arrested, it's our understanding that the two sides will get together. And obviously with the goodwill that's been engendered, I think that that's probably one of the key things that I think is going to be very helpful in the process. But I also would add, as you know, that the whole point of Korea and the Korea model and where a country is supposed to basically, if you look at the Korea model, this is also a very strong lingering effect is, Korea agreed at some point that our product is safe and they would open up to all products, but then they asked for a commercial overlay, and so they're at 30 months. I think the Japanese and a lot of other countries around the world, it's very difficult for them to say, yeah, we understand everything is safe, but we want to just do 30. We talk about a step-by-step approach in these negotiations with Japan, and a step-by-step approach would probably be the most optimal way to do this. So there's things other than just this tragedy that weigh on that issue as far as those negotiations.
Move the Japanese to a 30-month standard. It can mean a lot more U.S. beef into that country. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendar for the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale Saturday, April 30th at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 60 fall calving cow-calf pairs, 25 purebred cows with September and October calves and rebred, 22 Limflex cows with September and October calves and rebred, 13 registered Angus cows and 10 bulls. For more information and a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or on the web at hallchr.com. Saturday, April 30th, the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.